This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you watched or listened to the January 6th committee hearing today, you'll know there was a whole lot of talk about the Constitution. And if you didn't watch or listen, well, there was a whole lot of talk about the Constitution. And we are going to do a little bit of that here, specifically Article 1, Section 8, Clause 8, to wit, Congress shall have the power to promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing for limited times to authors and inventors the exclusive right to their respective writings and discoveries. Copyrights, in other words, and for us today, patents. Since the very first patent was granted in 1790, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has issued more than 11 million others. And just maybe our patent system is a victim of its own success, because there are long, long waits to get patents approved and related patent examiners who are completely jammed up. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that one for us.
Austin native Cameron Gibson didn't set out to be an inventor. He just had a passion.
I grew up a music fan, lived here in Austin, Texas my whole life. Started teaching myself guitar and music production in college.
About 8 years ago, that passion led to an idea for an app.
A consumer platform that basically was built after what Bleacher Report had done in the sports world. So they personalized content to individual teams.
Gibson wanted to personalize content for users according to their musical tastes with an app called Jamfeed.
It's a system and method for consolidating and aggregating content, and then aggregating that content, analyzing it. So who is this content about? Can we tag it to a specific artist or a band or a festival? And then where does that content go to?
Now, this is exactly the kind of idea that the patent system is supposed to protect. So Gibson paid a little less than $1,000 to file the idea with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the USPTO, in February of 2014. Then he waited and waited before getting U.S. patent number 10,944,845 in March of 2021, 7 years later.
A lot of that is due to the fact that we didn't have the cash to expedite like a lot of big companies.
In other words, Jamfeed could have paid an additional $1,000 or so to get its patent application to jump the queue. But Gibson was already paying his lawyers tens of thousands of dollars to handle the application, which is common, and he couldn't spend more. So he waited. Mike Moyer, a law professor at Boston University, says all that waiting is a problem, especially for startups.
You know, you might get startups that try and fail dealing with a patent headache. Eventually another startup will come along, or maybe a big tech firm will do what the failed startup couldn't do. So I think the costs with the patent system are associated with delay.
Critics say those delays start with overworked patent examiners. According to Melissa Wasserman at the University of Texas Law School, on average, an examiner looks at an application for about 19 hours. That's everything: reading the application, researching to make sure it's novel and isn't obvious, and going back and forth with attorneys on the legal language.
So it's not a lot of time when you think about it. And sort of the patent examiners we've spoken to have repeatedly stated they think they need more time to do a good job.
The Patent and Trademark Office declined a request for an interview, but in a statement, a spokesperson said on average, examiners spend 25 hours per application, and that the average patent is granted in 2 years or less. But that includes patents whose applicants paid for expedited handling. Now that Jamfeed finally has its patent in hand, Cameron Gibson says the company can finally protect its intellectual property. He says there are multiple platforms who are using Jamfeed's patented technology to do the same thing his app does.
We would be very open to a licensing deal. If, let's say, you know, best case scenario, we get, let's say $1 million a year. That's no equity. That's not debt. That's revenue.
He says at that point, the money he spent to get the patent and the 7 years of waiting would have been absolutely worth it. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.